welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. As we continue looking at God walking with us in the valleys of life, we turn our attention to recognising God's presence in the valley of risk and failure. So as we think about risk and failure, let's read a story that incorporates both risk and failure and see what we can learn from this. So let's read from Matthew 14, 22 to 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up onto the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When we read this scene, we often think it is amazing that Jesus walked on water. And of course it is. But Jesus is also God, so it really shouldn't be surprising that he was able to walk on water. But honestly, what I find even more amazing is that Peter walked on water when Jesus told him to come. Peter chose to take a risk to get out of the boat and walk towards Jesus. It was a bold thing for Peter to say, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." There is this saying that you can do anything if you put your mind to it. Or we tell particularly young people, you can do anything you want as long as you believe in yourself. Now, this is obviously rubbish because there are many things that we cannot do, even if we have the most determined mind or we believe in ourselves as much as is humanly possible. And one of these things is, of course, walking on water. Walking on water is not something that we can naturally do by our own strength or ability. It is only possible because of Jesus. Peter was only able to get out of the boat and walk towards Jesus because Jesus invited him to come. But Peter took the risk and chose to follow Jesus' invitation to come to him across the water. Risk is not popular. It rarely seems like a logical decision, and it certainly wasn't logical for Peter to get out of the boat and walk across with the water. And risk takes a huge amount of both confidence and courage. Sometimes when we take a risk, we get amazing rewards. And sometimes it ends in failure and causes us to fear taking risks ever again. When I looked at the definition of risk, many of the definitions talked about danger, failure, the possibility of harm, damage. And when we consider this, it's hardly surprising that many of us don't like taking risks. But to risk is to have faith. And God calls us to have faith and take risks, even if it leads to the possibility of failure. Peter had faith and took the risk. There were 11 other disciples who stayed in the boat. They did not take the risk. They chose to stay safe and comfortable in the boat. Only one had the courage to take that step of faith. Think about this for a moment. Where was Jesus? Was he in the boat or was he out on the water? The 11 other disciples stayed safe and secure in the boat, sure, but they also didn't draw closer to Jesus. They didn't go to where Jesus was. They stayed in their place of certainty. In the boat, they could rely on their own knowledge and skills in sailing a boat. They could rely on themselves. They didn't need to be sustained or supported by anything. We sometimes look at Peter's attempt to walk on water and focus on his failure, the fact that he started to sink when he took his eyes off Jesus, which is something we'll get to in a moment. But I first want to pay attention to the fact that he succeeded in taking a risk, a literal step of faith. And this is something that he should be praised for, because his faith in Jesus was strong enough that he stepped out of the boat. He chose to leave his place of certainty, the place where he knew how things worked and could predict the outcome. He chose to leave that place of comfort where he was familiar with everything. And he chose to risk it all by stepping out of the boat to where Jesus was. Jesus wasn't in the boat. He was out on the water, beckoning for his disciples to come. Where is your boat? Where is my boat? Is my boat, your boat, safe, comfy, risk-free? Where is Jesus calling you to come to him? So what can we learn about risk and failure from this interaction between Peter and Jesus? What can we learn about God being in the middle of these tense moments? Well, firstly, it is important to note that Peter's ability to take that step of faith did not occur out of nowhere. It did not come from this one isolated occurrence. This account of Jesus walking on the water happens about halfway through Matthew's Gospel. Now, I don't know when exactly in Jesus' ministry this event happened, but it seems likely that Peter had been following Jesus for quite a while by this point. If we look back through chapters 1 to 13 of Matthew's Gospel, we can see that Peter witnessed Jesus teaching with authority and power. He witnessed Jesus heal many sick and usually lifelong conditions. He saw that Jesus had authority and power to address demons and tell them to leave and never return. He saw Jesus' power over nature itself as he calmed the storm and the waves. He even saw Jesus raise a young girl from the dead. So Peter had all of this history and personal experience to draw upon to give him the confidence he needed to take that courageous step out of the boat. If Peter hadn't believed Jesus could do miraculous things, then it truly would have been a stupid and foolhardy thing to do to step out the boat. But Peter had experience of Jesus' power at work, and so Peter knew he could trust Jesus and that he had the ability to do these things. We can also look back and find reasons to be confident about God's power to do all things. Unlike the disciples, we have the wonderful privilege of having the Bible, both the Old and the New Testaments, to teach us about God's amazing power. We can see in the New Testament stories how the Holy Spirit worked through his people with power and authority, enabling ordinary people to heal, prophesy, speak truth into power, and so many other things. We can see how God has worked in the past through people who are willing to take risks and step out in faith for God. And this can help give us courage to trust God to do the miraculous things that he asks us to when we are told to step out in faith. Not only have we got the testimonies of people from the past in the Bible and in the story since then, but we also have our own experience of how God can act in power, wisdom, grace and justice. I'm sure if we all looked into our past, we could name multiple times when we have felt God powerfully, or we've seen him move and act or answer a prayer. Can we allow our past experiences with God, as well as the stories of God's power at work in and through others, help us take risks in faith when God calls us to move? Will we choose to use these experiences to silence the voices of fear and doubt that try to keep us stuck in our boats? Peter's experience with Jesus also gave Peter the ability to trust that Jesus would do what he said he would do. It's one thing to believe someone can do something. It's another thing entirely to believe that someone will do something. Peter had enough experience with Jesus by this point to know his character, to know that when he told someone that he would do something, then he would do it. Do we feel confident not just because of what we know about God's power and ability, but also because of what we know about his character? I know there have been many times in my life where I haven't doubted that God can act, but I've doubted that he will act, in part because of a lack of security that I had about God's love for me and his willingness to work through me. But we have the promises in the Bible that tell us differently. So will we choose to believe what God tells us is true? Or will we continue to listen to what others tell us, or what those small critical voices tell us? Ultimately, if we want to be able to trust God, to take risks for him and step out in faith, we need to have that intimate relationship with him that Peter had. We need to have a good knowledge, understanding and experience of God's power and God's character. We need to draw closer to Jesus, to trust that when God says to us, come, he will give us all that we need to walk closer to him, even if logically it seems impossible. A second thing to learn from this passage about risk and failure is that God is there to catch us when we fail, and he's there to teach us through our failures. We are told that when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. But as Peter was beginning to sink, he cried out to Jesus, Lord, save me. And Jesus did exactly that. We are told that immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. As soon as Peter cried out, Jesus reached back and held him safe. Peter started to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the wind and the waves, on the danger around him. But Peter was also rescued because when he started to sink, he called out to Jesus for rescue. In this passage, it is clear that Peter learnt to rely on Jesus. He learned that if he took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the troubles around him, then he would sink. But he also learned to rely on Jesus to pull him out of the water when he needed him to. So yes, Peter failed, but he also learned such important lessons in that failure, so that maybe next time he wouldn't fail. Peter learned that whenever we fail, God is with us. He holds out his hand to catch us when we fall, and then God teaches us what we need to learn for the future. When thinking about this, I see God very much acting as the perfect father that he is. When children first learn to walk, they are only able to take the risk of those first steps because they have seen others walking and want to follow, and because they have a sense of safety that enables them to take that first step. And when they fall over, as they all do, good parents are there to pick them up and show them how to try again. When we fail, God picks us up and shows us how to try again. We can see this so clearly in Peter's life. As long as Jesus was in it, Peter was willing to try, was willing to take those risks and step out. And this courage in following wherever Jesus led him meant that Peter was able to heal the sick, cast out demons, teach and lead people to God. Peter wasn't afraid to fail because he wanted to grow more than he wanted to stay comfortable. Has a failure that you experienced in the past stopped you from stepping forward again? Has failure amplified that voice of fear that keeps you safely still in the boat? How can we learn from our failures instead? What is Jesus saying to you as he reaches down and lifts you up from the water? What words of encouragement or challenge does God speak to you to urge you to continue to step out in faith? The final thing to note from this passage is that Peter was all in. He chose to fully commit to Jesus, and that allowed him to take risks. And even when he failed, he was able to refocus on God and keep going, keep taking those risks. You have to choose whether to follow Jesus with your whole heart, your whole focus, your whole life, or whether you want to stay safe and sound in the boat. You cannot be half out of the boat and half inside the boat. You'd end up just tipping the whole boat over. It is one way or the other. You cannot walk half-heartedly on water. You have to have both feet out of the boat. But when we choose to go all in for God and choose to get out of the boat, we find out something amazing. We were made for walking on water. What I mean by this is we were made to follow God, to act with his power and authority, to live fully trusting in his power to work in and through us. Peter was a world changer for God because he chose to commit everything to God. In Mark 10, Jesus says, "How hard it is to enter the kingdom of God." And in response to the question of who then can be saved, he says, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." And it's at this point that Peter blurts out, "We have left everything to follow you." And it's true, Peter had left behind the financial security of being a fisherman and using his trade to survive. He had left behind a normal life, left behind family, a home. And eventually, he lost his life for following Jesus. Peter truly did go all in for Jesus. He chose to sacrifice everything for the sake of following Jesus. I think it's good for us to consider, how does being a follower of Jesus make a difference in our lives? What have you had to change to follow Jesus? What have you had to leave behind? What do you sacrifice for the sake of following Christ? Are you all in for God? When was the last time you got out of the boat and risked something for Christ? The water is where God is. Are you willing to take the risk and get out of the boat? Is your relationship with God strong enough to empower you to take steps of faith in his name? Will you learn from your failures? And will you go all in for God? Are you ready to walk on water? Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you have given us such encouragement to have confidence in you because of our own experiences and the way that you've worked in our own lives, from the stories that we can read about in your word. And Lord, we pray that we would have a deep enough relationship with you that will encourage us to step out in faith, to take risks in your name. And Lord, I pray that when we do fail, we would learn well from our failure, that we would listen to what you are trying to teach us through that failure. And Lord, ultimately, we want to be all in. We want to sacrifice everything for you because you are worth all things, worth much more than all things. There is nothing worth more than you, Lord. So help us to go all in and hold nothing back. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.